Desert Expedition of Officer John Vorling. In a sweltering part of the world, there lay a vast desert known as Quacky Doodle. It wasn't your average desert. Legend said that it was home to a mysterious abandoned village, said to have been a lively place long ago. But now only the stories and the dry bones that scattered the sand were the silent witnesses of its past. Officer John, the dedicated policeman with a heart brimming with curiosity, decided it was time for an adventure to uncover the village's secrets. Packing his essentials and a sturdy hat to shield him from the sun's glaring rays, whistled as if to guide him towards the adventure waiting ahead. Officer John hopped into his 4x4 Jeep and set off towards Quacky Doodle. The desert was merciless, and the sun seemed to burn brighter with every passing mile. Soon, the traces of the city faded behind him, and he was surrounded by dunes that stretched out like golden waves. The mirage of a river teased him, but Officer John knew better. He kept his focus and eventually stumbled upon the remnants of the abandoned village. The sight was haunting, yet fascinating. Homes stood still, with doors creaking open as if inviting him to uncover their stories. And there, among the ruins, he found old bones that painted a picture of life that once thrived here. Officer John felt a shiver down his spine as the wind carried whispers from the past. He could almost hear the laughter of children playing in the narrow alleys and the hustle and bustle of the village marketplace. His heart pounded with excitement as he carefully examined the area, taking notes and sketching out the forgotten structures. As the sun began to dip below the horizon, the sound of a lone campfire in the cooling night reminded Officer John that it was time to set up camp. Under a tapestry of stars, he lay pondering over the day's discoveries, knowing that he was sleeping amidst history. The next day, Officer John vowed to share the tales of Quacky Doodle with the world, to breathe life back into the stories that the village held. With newfound respect for the past and a tale of his own to tell, he made his way back to civilization, already dreaming of his next great expedition. And so Officer John's desert adventure in the heart of the hot Quacky Doodle Desert was one he would never forget. He learned that every place, no matter how abandoned, holds stories waiting to be told, and he was just the right person to listen.